We've gotten used to farmers in Arizona and the West growing a certain kind of edible crop. There's a huge variety of fruits and vegetables that we have access to almost year-round. But how long have those crops actually been around, and how many specific kinds of crops have we actually lost over the generations? The man some refer to as a plant detective, Jesus Manuel Garcia at the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum in Tucson, has been doing work for a number of years on the Kino Heritage Fruit Trees Project. Its aim has been to find and replant some types of fruit trees that were brought to southern Arizona and northern Sonora, Mexico, beginning in the 17th century. And he's with me to talk about his work. So, Jesus, how are you able to start figuring out whether these plants and these crops are still around?
When you start asking historians or anthropologists, and in some cases gardeners, people say, well, I don't know if there are trees that last that long. We're talking, you know, 200 to 300 years. I don't think we really have trees that old. And that was kind of like the consensus. And then later on, as the project came into my hands, basically my friend Robert Emanuel was doing his PhD at the university. And when he got really interested in the process, he actually wrote a grant to the National Park Service. And he actually got the first funding to try to answer this question. The fact that also I am from Magdalena, Sonora, in Mexico, I grew up in these orchards. I grew up in a rural agricultural kind of environment. So when my friend said, hey, do you want to take over this project? And we started looking at this idea, well, we need to do some literature and some field research to find out whether these trees are around. And it kind of dawned on me almost right away that these trees are still here, the fact that they are grown from cuttings. They are not grown from seed, typically, which means these trees are clones. So in other words, we have all these trees that could be present in some places, in old missions, in old homesteads, in mining towns, abandoned ghost towns, etc. And even if we have a tree that is, let's say, 80 years old, or 100 years old, which are quite common, we are talking about a direct clone of trees that the Jesuits probably planted here early you know, in the early 1700s.
How much of an aha moment was that for you, and how much did that inspire you to do more digging?
Oh, well, it was certainly an aha moment, the fact that I grew up as a kid harvesting these fruits in the Magdalena region, in the Magdalena Valley. And we're talking about pomegranates. We're talking about quinces, or membrillo, as we call them in Spanish. We're talking about figs. There were also maybe some olives and some grapes, peaches, apricots, a few of those stone fruits. So, I mean, I just grew up doing that and didn't pay much attention. But now looking at it from the anthropological and ethnohistorical point of view, to me, was, oh, wait a minute, I grew up in this kind of heritage context that it really fits in into this, and now I'm looking at it from the horticultural perspective. How are these things grown? Who grew them? Where are they? Are they still alive? And are those flavors still there? That's what really what made it for me.
Well, the flavors is an interesting question, because there's no way to really obviously ask someone what these tasted like so many decades ago, but do they feel like they are tasting the way they're supposed to, the way that people might think they would?
Good question. As a matter of fact, early on, some of the a few publications that we've done, particularly in the Sonorensis magazine here at the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum, the name that we're using is Tasting History. When we're talking about these trees, we're talking about living organisms. We're talking about germplasm that has been around since, you know, the late 1600s in this region, that is a living organism that when you replant it and propagate it and grow them and produce fruit, that sweet fruit is the same flavors that the missionaries were tasting 250, 300 years ago. To me, that's what floats my boat.
So not to get too far ahead of it, but what could possibly be next? What are your next ambitions for this?
These trees really came from Europe. They came from the old world. So these are Mediterranean trees that either came from southern Spain, the Canary Islands, northern Africa, in some cases the Middle East, in some cases the Far East. So it's a very complex migration of these trees. I feel like we've actually gotten down, particularly some of the basic figs, pomegranates, quinces, some citrus, and some stone fruits. We know how to propagate them and keep them alive. So my next quest is to work on plants that have the same historical agricultural weight when it comes to cultural value, but very deep history. We're talking about native crops like agaves and prickly pear.
How do you feel about being labeled a plant detective?
I kind of like it because it gets you into this world of finding these living things, like I mentioned, these living organisms that are among us. And for whatever reason, we have forgotten about them. We have, I can almost say, ignore them because of the lack of knowledge. I feel like the cultural shift that we've had in the border region, you know, from going a full Native American cultural dominance in this region going back 1,000 years or more. Then we have the European Hispanic influence coming in the colonial period. And then we have another cultural shift when New Spain becomes Mexico. And then we have another cultural shift when the United States dominates this part of the region. And then we have a whole other English-speaking Anglo culture that brings another layer. So some of those cultural values from our past pattern that we have here, starting with Native Americans and the Hispanic culture in Mexico, some of them have been oppressed and forgotten in the U.S. However, in the Mexico side, many of these cultural values that I'm talking about, specifically talking about horticulture and traditional agriculture, are very much alive.
Jesus Manuel Garcia is with the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum in Tucson and works on the Kino Heritage Fruit Trees Project.